Listening Library presents Sign of the Chin, Outlaws of Moonshadow Marsh, Book 1, by L.G. Bass. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. Streaked with soot, the tattooed monk followed the wavering tracks of a lone fox into the woods. Herds of yaks stood like black boulders on the windswept cliffs, their shadows sharp against the snow in the pale morning light. Burning prayer flags snapped thinly in the acrid wind, and the bell from the smoking ruins of the monastery below sounded eerily across vast spaces. The single shrill call of a crane cut the air. Leaning heavily upon his staff, the monk limped along over splintered rockfalls, struggling to maintain his footing. At every step, a hot jolt of pain shot through his leg. As he labored up the mountain, his breathing calmed. In the turmoil of his grief, the monk's memories loomed like a storm about to break. With one fiery stroke, the Lord of the Dead had erased the sacred order of the Silver Lotus. Were the kung fu secrets of the 12 scrolls soon to be destroyed as well? The monk's tattoos began to swirl, reflecting his thoughts. Perhaps he had lived too long. He remembered a time when Sleeping Giant Mountain rose up out of the boreal swamp. He remembered a time much like this one when ancient demons had been summoned from the netherworld, and a Star-Lord had opposed them, sacrificing his imperial throne to Dragonfire in order to save the Earth. It would take another Star-Lord to save the unsuspecting Earth now. The vibrating call of the red-crowned crane came again.